Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, Alan, you've been following the Argentine wine scene more closely than I, and Malbec has been the big grape. But, you know, they imported, when they first started doing this, they brought in all these European varietals, the Bordeaux varietals.
Right.
But there's another one that's now finally beginning to emerge, which I'm actually quite excited about.
Yeah, it's Cabernet Franc, our favorite. It does sell well here in Maryland. I tasted three. And, Hugh, I was pretty impressed with them. Let's start with one called Finca Las Divas. It's a Cab Franc Reserve from Mendoza, 2022. And you can refer back to the Loire Valley for a comparable Cab Franc. This one from Argentina reminds me of the reds of Touraine. They're light-bodied, dry but fruity, with moderate tannins. Now, this would be a good lunch wine, although the alcohol clicks in at 14.5. I don't know where they're hiding it. Wow. It didn't seem like that. But it starts with a nose that features coffee, blackberries, and yeasty rolls. And the wine's texture is really, really smooth, and I like that. There's an initial tart note that quickly gives way to a deeper fruity note, kind of like dark berries. And there's good tannin supporting the wine and ample acidity to give it the balance that it needs. It finishes with a high-pitched smack of citric flavors, which linger, which is very nice. It's imported by the very reliable Fran Casella, and this lovely wine should be right at home with a cafe and a plate of cheese and sausage. That's Finca Las Divas Cab Franc, $19. That's a pretty good deal for a good Cab Franc. One of the names that people should get to know from Argentina is Catena, and there's a lot of California influence in Catena, and this is a bit of a crowd-pleasing Cab Franc. It has a lot of upfront flavor. It has a zingy vibrancy to it, and since it is less than medium-bodied, it's an easy drinker. It starts with an aroma of field herbs and wild berries, and the first sip hits you with a burst of lively fruit flavor, tart blueberries with the kind of nice assertive acid that you get with that. And the fruit really runs deep and quickly evolves into something a bit sweeter. In contrast is a bit of ginger that lives around the edges, which is kind of cool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then towards the end, you'll find a subtle hit of tannin, and that ushers in a pleasant long finish. It's a very informal wine, very, very flavorful, very easy to like, and at $23, very affordable. The Catena wines, I think, are really worth following. Now, here's my wine of the week, Hugh, and I really enjoyed this one. It's called Llama, just like the animal. Llama Cab Franc, Old Vines from Mendoza, 2023. It's a value, not only my wine of the week, but a great value at $15. This is a yummy Cab Franc. It's quite unique, in my opinion. There is a delicious layer of sweetness in this wine, which makes it, I think, very attractive. It starts with a remarkably complex aroma that combines sweet flower blossoms with milk chocolate and leather notes. That's kind of a rather unusual combination. And the wine is definitely light-bodied and very, very graceful. The sweet aroma recalls tart blueberries with their kind of sugary acidity. All in all, a very enjoyable wine. I'd love to have it with a croque monsieur. That would be perfect. That's Llama, Old Vines, Cab Franc from Mendoza. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.
Just a tad over.